Welcome to a podcast with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. Check HumboldtLastWeek.com for episodes, local news before episodes are released, and Hum Along Alternative Rock Radio. Again, that's at HumboldtLastWeek.com. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check BongoBoyStudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at HumboldtLastWeek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at NorthCoastJournal.com. Oh yeah, it's gonna be May. It is May! Hey, it would be awesome if you considered this or another cool show for Best Local Podcast in the Journal's Best of Humboldt nominations. That's going on right now. Maybe consider HumAlt.com for Best Local Radio Station if you're into rock. Again, HumAlt.com. Hope you have some good cuisine picked out for Cinco de Mayo. My name is Miles. This is Humboldt Last Week, coming from the land of hang gliders along our coastal bluffs. Among the towering redwoods and stellar ocean views, let's jump in with the most interesting stories surrounding Humboldt County fast. This is episode 318, dated May 3rd, 2024. Well, you know I've got to start with the one getting us international coverage right now. Dozens were arrested during pro-Palestinian protests at Cal Poly Humboldt. I'm sure you were watching all this. Demonstrators barricaded themselves inside campus buildings and occupied the property, demanding the university cut spending that could bolster Israel's military efforts, prompting clashes with cops and a campus closure. You probably saw a lot of this. Did you see the video of a protester bonking a cop with a water jug? Bonk, bonk, bonk. Did you see the photo of a protester with bloody injuries to his head? The graffiti, the vandalism. Among more civil verbiage, there was the upside-down U.S. flag marked with Free Palestine. There was also From the River to the Sea, which is controversial, and markings with the phrase, Kill Cops. Those arrested during the largest operation in the middle of the night with over 100 riot officers included an assistant professor and a member of the media, and what the university says was a majority of non-students. The arrest prompted further protests at the jail while the detained professor threatened a hunger strike. Did you see the criticism alleging the protesters were disorganized and misguided? Did you see allegations the police were also disorganized and escalated things? Cal Poly Humboldt says it supports free speech but took issue with graffiti and vandalism with damages estimated in the millions along with the disruption of classes. Regarding their spending, the university says their investments are environmentally and socially responsible with minimal indirect links to Israeli companies, plus no direct ties to Israeli universities. And they're committed to ongoing dialogue on the subject. Cal Poly Humboldt's roughly 6,000 students saw classes canceled or moved online for the rest of the semester, and the general faculty gave their president a vote of no confidence. Did you see that? The local protest was one of many happening at college campuses nationwide as the fall 2023 Hamas attack killed around 1,400 people, while Israel's military response to that has killed an estimated 34,000 Palestinians as of this recording, mostly civilians. As you probably have seen, the local events were covered by the New York Times, LA Times, The Guardian, San Francisco Chronicle, CBS, Daily Beast, Fox, and others. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Lots of coverage there. Then there is this in all the Cal Poly Humboldt madness. A truck with a video screen flashing KKK images. Did you see that? Reportedly, the driver was possibly a Russian national who was nabbed by police and charged with trespassing. There was a similar incident on a campus in Virginia involving a truck flashing a shit-stirring image, but fingers crossed for an update on that story. You could read more via Redheaded Black Belt. And that New York Times coverage on the Cal Poly Humboldt protests juxtaposed cops' display of force with a region, our region, known for pacifism and natural beauty. Times said. The famed news organization noted the deep-seated culture of protest at Cal Poly Humboldt, where historical tensions between environmentalists and the timber industry have also boiled. posted that link at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And meanwhile, College of the Redwoods president called on Biden to urge a ceasefire in Gaza. Drawing from his Marine background, Keith Flamer stressed the importance of lawful protest, but condemned the violence and said College of the Redwoods absolutely does not have financial ties to military manufacturing. Keith says saving lives should be our nation's utmost priority in Gaza. That's in the Times Standard. And in remarks last week, President Biden said he supports peaceful protests and free speech, but not hate speech, violence, vandalism, or destruction of property, and said firmly no when asked if the student protests would change his policies with Israel. A Fortuna 19-year-old is feared dead after attempting a rescue in the Trinity River. The teenager jumped in to help a struggling swimmer before an exhaustive search. The cold, fast-moving waters near Tishtang Out 96 are clearly not yet in season for recreational swimming. Our hearts go out to the families involved. You could read more via the Times Standard and Redheaded Black Belt. Two people were hospitalized after a pair of connected shootings near Eureka. Cops say a 75-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the cut-in area, and they shot the suspect after he tried to get away. During the chase, he apparently ran into a house and then came out with his gun pointed at officers, and they opened fire. No word on how the elderly woman is faring in the hospital. You can read more via Redheaded Black Belt. Gotta love those free samples. Free samples are going to be given out at the Eureka North Coast Co-op on May 18th. They're saying this event is a chance to unveil their revamped store, introduce us to goodies from their vendors, give out prizes, and give out gift bags to the first 50 attendees. That is free samples at the Eureka North Coast Co-op Saturday, May 18th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I linked a post at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And thanks to those friends and sponsors of the show for passing that info on. Happy to see something happen in there. Arcata officials advanced plans for a restaurant where the former Toby and Jack's bar lost its liquor license back in 2020. The Arcata Plaza location there is looking to host the Habibi Bar and Grill with new siding, windows, and a fresh coat of paint. The former bar lost its liquor license amid allegations of drug dealing with ownership in the know. Among other accusations, you could read more in the Times Standard. Our climate is thought to be a very big reason why Humboldt County has economic longevity. A recent Reddit post asked if Humboldt County is going to be a dead county in 10 to 15 years. The big-time top upvoted comment said, no, it's an international climate sanctuary. I watched the trailer for this one. Looks like the reviews could either be really good or really, I don't know. The locally inspired cannabis horror, Trim Season, is set to be released on June 7th. It stars Alex Esso of Midnight Mass fame and also Bex Taylor Klaus, who starred in the TV version of Scream. The movie follows city people facing terror on a local Humboldt County secluded marijuana farm. As the Hollywood Reporter noted, Trim Season is loosely inspired by an interpretation of events here in Humboldt County. Now, this flick, Trim Season, is first scheduled to hit select theaters. I posted the trailer at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. You get to pick your speed. A run and walk on Mother's Day is going to benefit and celebrate women. The annual Atalanta Victory Walk and Run includes a 2-mile and 5-mile course through the beautiful Arcata Bottoms. Lots of kids get involved in this. It looks like a lot of fun. The action starts 10 a.m. Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day at the North Coast Co-op in Arcata. The walk and run also finishes there, by the way. And proceeds benefit the stellar efforts of the Breast and GYN Health Project. I posted a registration link at humboldtlastweek.com/TLDR. And thank you so much to friend of the show, Rose, for sending that my way. What's going on? Arcata Farmers Markets with a walkable plaza. They shut down traffic there. Crabs baseball games are coming at the end of the month. We've got roller derby in early June. Also, for all kinds of events, live music, comedy, dancing, and more, check the Loco Lowdown and the North Coast Journal calendar. Hey, my name is Miles. Let me know if you want to get a beverage and talk Humboldt sometime. You can tag Humboldt Last Week when you see stories you want to hear. You can email me too. Please do support local business. And yeah, try to see potential in people if you can. I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye. This programming has the intent of informing and vibing with a kind community, and these partnerships keep the lights on. Bongo Boy Studio, world-class audio engineers with a client list including Sarah Bareilles. Check bongoboystudio.com. North Coast Co-op, it's community-owned with quality groceries in Arcata and Eureka. Search North Coast Co-op. Bell Star Clothing in Old Town Eureka, open every day with spring and summer styles arriving weekly. Online shopping too, search Bell Star Eureka. Beck's Bakery, delicious local organic baked goods at the Farmer's Market in Arcata and online orders at becksbakery.com. Photography by Shy, helping you look amazing in portraits in Humboldt County, link at humboldtlastweek.com. And the North Coast Journal, local news in print and online at northcoastjournal.com.